Hey, Elissa Walker-Campbell, welcome back to SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. As promised in our next segment, it is time for our NFL playoffs preview, and we're also going to do a book review. We're looking so forward to our next interview, highlighting, of course, all the divisional games as they are rematches, and we are thrilled to have with us one of the greatest offensive linemen to ever play in the National Football League. He was selected to 14 consecutive Pro Bowls, tied for the all-time record, and Bruce Matthews, he is amazing. He holds the NFL record for games played by an offensive lineman at 296, and he is a member of the NFL Hall of Fame during his prolific 19-year career. And did you know he never missed a game due to injury? He's incredible. We are so honored to welcome to SB Nation Radio for the very first time NFL Hall of Famer Bruce Matthews. Good evening.
Thank you very much for having me on the show. It's a real honor.
Well, we are very excited to have you with us, of course, to highlight your brand new book, which is titled Inside the NFL's First Family, My Life of Football, Faith, and Fatherhood. But we also, we want to, you know, give our listeners your perspective in terms of some of the matchups this weekend. So let's hit on the home front. Let's start with your son's team, and that is Jake Matthews. He is an offensive lineman with the Falcons, and of course, the Falcons will face the Seahawks on Saturday in Atlanta. And he's one of the keys to that high-powered offense. So before we preview this, just, you know, as we step back and we look at the Falcons season and how it has played out, what comes to your mind? Give us an overview of their season.
Well, they had a quick start, and then it kind of mirrored what they were doing last year. They lost a couple games that they had under control and lost it in the fourth quarter. And then really they had a run, I thought, in the middle of the season against Denver, at Denver, and at Seattle. And they kind of really forged their identity. And although they lost at Seattle, I think it really set in place or set in motion kind of an identity for the team. And, you know, they finished strong down the stretch. And the division really was up for grabs until those last few weeks. And especially the Falcons' offense took charge, but, you know, their defense has been playing so much better.
And we're going to talk about that offense. You're listening to the voice of Bruce Matthews, NFL great Houston Oilers. We know him well. And this is on Saturday. It's a highly anticipated game with the Falcons and the Seahawks. What do you see? Give us your coach's perspective. What are going to be some of the keys to victory for the Falcons to be able to advance to that championship round so your son can move on?
Yeah, we're really excited about it. In fact, if the Falcons win and the Packers win, then it'd be all Matthews NFC championship.
There you go.
So we'd love to have that happen. But as far as the Falcons go, I think the biggest thing they got for them is playing in front of the Georgia Dome home crowd. And, you know, whenever you play on the road, it's always loud. Noise is something that you have to contend with. But the Seattle defense really feeds off their home crowd, and, you know, they play with a lot of juice up there. And it took a while for the Falcons to get going up there, but they came out in the second half and just drove the ball, had three consecutive drives for touchdowns, and really were in control of that game. And unfortunately, it had an interception late. And the thing they got to understand also is Russell Wilson is such an outstanding player.
Right.
He's going to find a way to keep that team in the game. And the biggest edge, I think, is the fact that it's in Atlanta. And the Seahawks have some young guys on their offensive line and a lot of guys' first experience in the NFL postseason. And I've talked to Jake about it. And, you know, there's a huge step up from preseason, obviously, to your regular season games, and then the intensity just amps up that much more when you play in the playoffs. And there's a lot of guys who are going to be experiencing that for the first time. So I'm optimistic that the Falcons take care of business and advance.
Well, the Falcons, they are a top-scoring team and capable, you know this, Bruce, of producing really some crazy numbers offensively. And I would think that comes to my mind is the first order of business, they've got to be able to protect their quarterback in Matt Ryan. They've got to give him some space to make some of those throws.
Yes. I had the pleasure of coaching with Kyle Shanahan and a lot of members of his staff when I was with the Texans. And just seeing that offense and what it's capable of doing. And it's like an offensive lineman's dream because they want to run the ball first and foremost. But secondly, they'll dial up play action pass at the drop of a hat. And, you know, that really puts the defense in a bind in terms of not being too aggressive or not being too passive in terms of trying to defend the pass a little more. And the Falcons, obviously, with Julio and the receivers that they have, and Freeman and Tevin Coleman in the backfield, and the O-line's got to go on. And obviously, Matt Ryan's had an outstanding year. So
he has, yes.
They got to do what they've been doing, which is mix it up, work those play actions in, those bootlegs by Matt, and just keep that Seattle defense off balance. Because once they dial in, you know, they got some guys, Michael Bennett, Cliff Averill, guys who can get after the quarterback.
Matt Ryan, since we're on topic with him, he has had just a fantastic regular season. But in playoff situations, I mean, he's only been 1-4 coming into the league as the third overall pick in 2008. What would you say to him? I mean, what's the key for him in order to have a meaningful run in the playoffs and just, you know, step up his game even that much more in postseason play?
The biggest thing to me is keep doing what you've been doing. And their fundamentals and basics and that you have practiced over and over ad nauseum, and you just keep doing that. And you really don't – I mean, yes, you will tweak certain areas of your game based upon your opponent, but same thing I tell Jake or any offensive lineman, it isn't so much about – the guy you're playing. It's you doing what you do well and continuing to do it. And if something bad happens, and it will, to always go back to those fundamentals and go, all right, I know I'm going to get my butt kicked sometime because that's just the nature of the NFL.
Right.
But by and large, if you do what you've been coached to do, you give yourself an outstanding opportunity to succeed. So that would be my advice to Matt. Obviously, he's been around long enough, and I think he understands that.
NFL great Bruce Matthews with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports, and you can go back and listen to the entirety of this interview at podcastarena.com. Our guys have done a great job. Wonderful shows here at our network, but check it out, podcastarena.com. One of the reasons we've invited Bruce to be on our show tonight is he has a new book that is out. We're going to talk about that here momentarily. Look it up if you are online right now. It is titled Inside the NFL's First Family, My Life of Football, Faith, and Fatherhood. But as we zero in on the Atlanta Falcons, this big matchup with the Seahawks on Saturday, talk to me some more. You had said that, you know, Atlanta, they've improved defensively. How much progress have you seen?
Yeah, it's they'll have their moments in each game where you're like, oh, gosh, here we go again. But they got a bunch of young guys who are playing with high energy, and really, they've learned, especially at the linebacker core, that, you know, hey, we got what it takes to be successful in this league.
Mm-hmm.
And so many great defenses aren't just three and out. It's, yeah, you might give up a couple first downs, and or maybe you give up a touchdown here, but then you start limiting instead of touchdowns to maybe a field goal. And then you mix in those three and outs, and you hold a team. And really, the luxury that the Falcons defense has is they know their offense is going to put some points on there. And I know that's an advantage going out on the field, that, you know, if you get smoked on a drive or something, or even the first couple drives, which was the case. They were down 17-3 against Seattle up at their place. And then all of a sudden, the defense started getting stops, and the offense fell off. And it's really neat how that dynamic works. When your defense has got it going on, then your offense tends to get more confidence, and vice versa.
An exclusive interview tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, with NFL great Bruce Matthews. We've got to step aside for a quick commercial break. We'll be rejoined after this quick timeout. Listen anytime, anywhere for your Android or iOS device. All of your favorite SB Nation shows, live and on demand, right from your smart device. You can search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. And if you don't have an Android or iOS device, you can stream us on most smart devices at sbnationradio.com.